News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is proposing to spend nearly $580 billion for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. This is outlined in the Estimates of Expenditure tabled in the House of Representatives by Finance Minister Audley Shaw Thursday as part of the fiscal policy paper.
The process from here is that in accordance with the Financial Administration and Audit Act, the Auditor General is required to assess the fiscal policy paper within 2 weeks.
The Standing Finance Committee, which comprises all members of Parliament, will examine the estimates of expenditure from May 3 to 5. The Finance Minister will open the debate on May 12, with the opposition spokesperson on finance contributing to the debate on May 17. This will be followed by the Leader of the Opposition's presentation on May 19. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will make his contribution to the budget debate on May 24, and the Finance Minister will close the debate on May 25. Meanwhile, government has pledged to modernize the National Insurance Scheme, NIS, to make it more efficient. In delivering the throne speech at Thursday's state opening of Parliament, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen said a review of the NIS Act of 1966 will be carried out this year to change outdated practices and provisions, benefit rates, and contributions.
This will improve coverage and compliance and to close loopholes. Drafting instructions will be sent to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel by the end of the fourth quarter of this fiscal year.
The government will seek to reduce pension processing times and introduce more efficient methods of payment to pensioners. The introduction of direct deposits for new pensioners will also come on stream this year. A public education program will be launched to foster greater compliance in the payment of NIS benefits. Member of Parliament for St. Catharines Southwestern, Everald Warmington, has been sworn in as Minister of State without portfolio in the office of the Prime Minister. Minister Warmington was sworn in at a ceremony at King's House Wednesday. He will head the Department of Works.
I've been called upon. You know, I have to step up to the task and do my best for the people of Jamaica. Looking forward to doing a very good job to make the Prime Minister in Jamaica proud of what I will be able to do and what I will do as such.
During the swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Warmington was charged by Prime Minister Andrew Holness to conduct himself with humility, respectfulness, honesty, and integrity as he executes his duties on behalf of the government. Mr. Holness also expressed confidence that Mr. Warmington will excel in his new capacity. And co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says Jamaica is well-placed to complete the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, over the next year. Mr. Biles says despite the challenges facing the present administration, Jamaica must take advantage of the ideal conditions surrounding the price of oil and other international commodities, this to ensure it meets the IMF's remaining performance targets.
Given the situation with world commodity prices, we really do need to seize the opportunity to make sure that this good fortune that is befalling Jamaica in terms of our improved balance of payments, that we use this opportunity to complete the program successfully. From a hard currency point of view, from an inflation point of view, we couldn't have asked for a better environment to press home the success of this IMF program.
Mr. Biles was speaking at this month's EPOC press briefing on Tuesday. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.